Ladles and jello spoons, this is Tim Dowd for Living the Mess in Tenerife. I'm here on my balcony and it's a lovely sunny day. I've got my shades on, I've got the camera rolling, I've got the second camera rolling. Christina.
Hello.
And she's doing really nice. I can even zoom in on her. There you go. I'm going to get the thing right. There we go.
I need a microphone.
You've got one right there, it's a little fluffy thing.
Oh, fluffy, I think I thought it was a keeper.
A keeper. Cool dude. So, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Dowd for Living with MS in Tenerife. We're here on our balcony. We are in, we did meet up Monday on Monday. We're going to do Freaky Friday on Friday. So that means that this is... Balcony banter. Oh, and Christina just reminded me I don't have my drink with me, so I'm going to go and grab a drink in a minute when Christina's finished swallowing her water, which takes about 10 hours.
Yep.
She's finished the water now. How are you, darling?
Fine.
Have I talked to you all day?
Oh,
really? No, we chatted this morning, right?
Yeah.
When you said, leave me alone, I'm staying in bed. And then we chatted again at brunch where, bring me my food. And what do you say in the afternoon? Put me here, put me there, put me in my chair. No, she's not like that at all.
I never talk like that.
No, you don't, no.
It's really nice and cuddly.
Nice. You're definitely nice and cuddly, my darling. So I'm going to put you in nice and cuddly right in the middle. I'm going to go get my drink and I'll be right back so you can entertain the people. So just tell them what we're going to talk about today, or maybe what we talked about last time.
We talked about last time that we had decided to move over to America. At this time, Stephanie was 5, and I was a bit older. I was a bit older than Stephanie is now. So it was a big step. And my mom was really devastated. My sister told me later she cried for a whole month. Because Stephanie was the only grandchild. And at that point...
We were buggers, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were little buggers. So... Gotta get my microphone back on. So today's setup's pretty weird. I'm testing Webby's setup for Saturday because we've got everything that Webby needs. But I've got like a little monitor right here that that we can look at. Let me just have a, see if we can do this one as well. So this is going to be the second cam for what's his name? Did we turn that on? Yes, we did. So we can get the second cam on. This is us. So this is the setup for today. We've got the iPad Air. We've got the control surface there. We've got a GH5 Mark II pointing at Chris. And we've got the Rode Streamer X, which converts the HDMI input for, output from the GH5 to a signal here that we can read. Then we're sending it back out, that white, big white thing, to the monitor over here. I don't know if you can see that. So Webby will be able to see that, but I don't think you can you?
No.
No, it's too far away. But it'd be, it's quite good. It's quite good. So I'm going to finish this because it's using up a lot of bandwidth. And there we go. Cool dude. Let's go back to us two. So yeah, that was the setup for today. And also we do have the earphones plugged in. So if anybody does want to come on and say hello, they can later. What we'll do, we'll put up the sign, timothydowd.com/live, when you can come on. And if you tested your system, you can actually go there now and test it. Just don't call us. Just test your system first. And then when it says join the live feed, don't press that just yet. Well, you can, I suppose, because I'm not turned it on yet. So you can actually do whatever you want. And only when I turn it on do you actually come in. So you can test it right now. Cool dude. And let's see what you guys are saying. So here we go. Let's start at the top, shall we? I can't find my cursor. Where's my cursor? Cursor, where are you? Oh, there he is. Okay. So right at the top, there's 22 people in the chat and 47 people watching. Cool dude. Martin Voss, Northampton. Tim's on. It's Craig, Suzanne Milan. Good evening. King Tim, hello. King Tim. Okay. King Tut, yeah. Tut. Amory's on. Maria Ayers is on. Hi, Maria Ayers. David Butler, David Kelsey is also on. Jack Bell, A View From Us, that is Scott, I believe. Gideon's on, it's Craig, Simon, Mark's evening, Tim, Christina, the orange thing in the sky popped out to say hello in Blighty today. I've got something to show you later, which is basically the weather app that I use called Zoom.Earth, and it's showing us there's a massive high pressure over Northern Europe and Britain. So you should be having some really good weather. No walks this week, Tim. Jack Bell. I'll talk about that also in a minute, but it's to do with the car. I can't get anywhere but the village. And also, I'm waiting on a phone call. So if I go live in the morning, and the guy calls and I miss the call, I'm screwed. So basically, I can't use the phone for the live. Anyway, I've told you now, so I don't need to tell you later. There you go. All things Tenerife and more. Hello, Kevin, right? Kevin. Is it? Yeah, I think it's Kevin. Hi, Tim. Love the intro. You're very welcome. Thank you very much. I actually made it in a thing called MO2 from Motion VFX, which is a plugin for Final Cut, which is the non-linear editor in a Mac and on iPad now, for instance, if you looked at the latest things. So it's on iPad and it's got a lot better on iPad, but it's still better on the Mac. And the iPad doesn't allow third-party plugins, but the Mac does, and so you can build these 3D worlds in it. Unfortunately, it, because it was old technology when I bought it, well, it wasn't old technology, it worked on the old Macs, but as soon as went to Apple Silicon, soon as Apple went to Apple Silicon, M1, M2, M3, etc., then what happened is they fell behind, and so it doesn't work anymore on the new stuff. It works on Christina's machine, but the machine doesn't have the power to run it. And then it'll work on this machine because this machine's got loads of power, but it's missing the libraries that it uses, so you can't run it on this machine. They are going to do a new one. In fact, they've nearly finished it. They're releasing it at Christmas. So in Christmas, I'll be able to build new ones. So at the moment, I've only built three. So this is the Balcony Banter one. And this is the Meetup Monday one. And the last one is on Friday, but I don't really use it for Friday anymore because I'm usually taking my phone on Friday now. But you never know. If anybody, I think somebody has registered for this Friday, so I might be using it on Friday as well. So this is Freaky Friday. Press the wrong button there. So we do have, no, we don't. We got Freaky Friday. Yeah, this Friday, it's the 10th. We got two spots filled. So we've got Mark Sweeney's coming and Lee Shaw is coming. So I will take the machine and we can interview those guys. So Freaky Friday, we've got two people registered already. Mark Sweeney, you've seen in a walk in Los Cristianos, and we saw him quickly on a walk the other day when I was with Johnny Vlogger and Dave the Rave, who've both gone home now. And Lee Shaw is one of my oldest followers. Not that he's old or anything. I mean, he looks old, but you know what I mean. Hi, Lee. And his wife, Annie. They're one of the earliest followers of the channel. And one of the first people that we actually met, I think. one of the first people actually met. We invited him up to the balcony, and Annie doesn't like heights, so we didn't stay long, did we? We didn't stay long. Cool dude, yeah. So I'll take this down for Freaky Friday, and we can have a chin wag with lots of people. Cool dude, you're back in the room now, Chris. What's happening?
Good. You're telling about America.
You've done about America, have we? So yeah. I think the last time we showed the house, didn't we? And we showed where I worked.
Yeah.
But we didn't say anything about Steph, our daughter.
And it was really a big change for her.
It was, yeah.
Because we never knew what America is, so we talked about America all the time when we're gonna move, so she wasn't sure. And then she wouldn't even stay with my mom and dad anymore. Because she was scared, I think, that we left her and left her there. So she came for the Schnupperreise.
The Schnupperreise is...
We had to find the place.
Yeah, they flew us over for, was it a week or 2 weeks?
A week.
They flew us over to a week to go and find a place to buy or rent, yeah.
And then she liked the hotel so much because it had stairs. We had a top floor and the bottom floor.
It was an apartment, wasn't it?
And she wasn't used to stairs. So she opened down like a Disney Channel. There were cartoons all day. So we wanted to find a house. And she didn't want to leave the hotel.
I'm Zibber. She did. Little stick in the mud she was. So, we tried to find a house. What used to happen, I think we might have told this before, but I'll tell it again for the people who are new. What happened was we flew over and we didn't know. We were pretty naive, weren't we? We didn't think...
Could be though.
Yeah, but the thing was, people were flying over and buying a house, right? But we were like, I only knew the bosses, you know, the big cheeses that were coming over as director and, you know, and they were going and they were picked up by these people and then they were whisked off to Wyndham and they were shown this massive house and they bought it. And it was a brand new development with a golf course in the middle. So all the houses were in the golf course. There was a homeowners association. And they all bought a car and a house and within a week, you know. And so when we went over, we thought, we can't do that, can we? So we said, we'll rent. So we were looking for a rental. But we went to some of these places and some of the places that, you know, we thought we could afford, they were pretty rough, weren't they?
Yeah.
You know, there was like burnt out trucks in the front garden of one of the houses that we saw it online, so we put a deposit on it. When we went to look at it, that was the nicest house. And everywhere next to it was like, anyway, a dump. So anyway, we just went look at Stephanie's school, right?
Yep.
Because there was a special school called the Springfield Elementary School.
And they taught German and English.
Right, but they taught in German.
In German.
And English. So they had lessons in the morning in German and lessons in the afternoon in English, or the other way around. Well, I can't remember. Okay, so lessons in the morning in English and then lessons in the afternoon in German. But the American kids took part in the German classes, didn't they?
No, they didn't.
No, I thought that it was like all mixed.
No, they didn't, but they got some little...
lessons.
Word phrases and...
All right. So, see, the thing is, I was working. Chris was doing all this, weren't you? In fact, you were a room mother at one point, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's all coming back now.
I hate you.
I'm a rock and roller, not a mother. Not a room mother.
So once a week, I had to go there when the teacher went out for lunch. I had to stay with the girls. It was the kindergarten girls.
So you gave them all a cigarette and told them to listen to the radio.
No. I needed to watch them, make sure they behave.
But they did behave, didn't they?
It was easy to make them. They all behaved.
They were brought up right.
Yeah.
They all pledged allegiance to the flag in the morning, didn't they? That was weird.
Until high school, they all behave and then they go in and shoot people.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, so we went to look at this school, and at the be right at the beginning of the street, there was a sign saying for rent, wasn't there, with a number. So I wrote the number down. We didn't have phones in those days, did we? So I wrote the number down, and then we went and looked at the school, and then we went back to the 7-Eleven down at the bottom of the road, and I called the number.
From Black Eyed Peas, you call
Oh,
it.
I did from the Black Eyed Pea. It was a restaurant at the end of the road, not the 7-Eleven. I called from the Black Eyed Pea. Was it called the Black Eyed Pea?
Yeah.
I don't think that exists anymore. We'll have to find that on Google Maps. Hang on, let's see if we can find that on Google Maps a sec. There we go. Here we go. Let's turn this on. Let's say accept all, and let's go to Google Maps. Blackeyed Pea in Richmond, no, it's not there.
No,
No.
it was 20 years ago.
Oh, there is one there, but it's not where it was. It's not on Broad Street, and it's right in the middle of Richmond now. No, it's in Fort Worth. It's nowhere near Richmond. But Virginia, here we go. So we were in Glen Allen, which is right here. Crossridge, Woodman Road, Henrico County Police Shelter. We were somewhere here anyway. What's it called? Springfield Elementary.
Springfield Park
That's
Elementary.
right, yeah. Springfield Park Elementary. In Glen Allen, here we go. Oh, it's miles away. No, that's Springfield Park. I want Springfield Park Elementary. Elementary School. Fort McHenry Parkway, that's right. Oh, it's right near it. We were in Shadyford Lane. We were here. We were here in Shadyford Lane. So we saw the thing here. We saw the sign here. And we went down Springfield Road and got to Hungry Road, then down here. So it'll be on this corner here. No, it's not there anymore. West Broad Street. Truist. Happy to Smile. The IHOP. That was further up, wasn't it? International House of Pancakes. I could work for them, couldn't I? It was the bottom of Gaskins, was it? Or the bottom of Springfield Road? I think it was somewhere here. Anyway, that's another story. That's another story. But yeah, we saw this and we phoned them, and it was a guy called J.D. Dinterman, and he was a golf pro or a salesman for golf equipment. And he said, "Yeah, it's for rent." So we rented it, didn't we? And it was right next to the school, so we were quite happy with that one. Quite happy with that one. See what you guys are saying? Don't want to ignore you guys. Where are we? Una, no, we didn't yet. David Butler, Scott. You mean Friday? What did I say? Freaky Friday. All things Tenerife. Hello, view from us. Okay, they're all saying hello there. I'm going further down now. David Butler, El Hierro's on. Hasta noviembre. Hasta noviembre, El Hierro. And Mike Saunders is on. Good evening. Una Mines Benobia. Evening, Mr. and Mrs. Dowd. Very formal we are. Is that Mr. or Mrs. Benobia? That's what we want to know. Maria Alti's on. North Tenerife, man. David Butler. I think it's Keith Tim. All things Tenerife. It is. And he hit 1,000 subscribers not so long ago. When you hit 1,000, what happens is you go up and then you go down and you go up. So you eventually get over it with organic growth. And eventually, in about a month or whatever, you'll get an email from Google asking you or requesting you to join the YouTube Partner Program. And then that's good. Everybody's saying hi. Alan Shepherd's on. What's Webbo's one? Webbo, Webby's Sports Roundup is moved to Saturday now. So basically, it used to do Friday morning live and then a load of little videos all the way through the week. But now he's doing the big one on Saturday morning. That is the, what's it called? The Saturday Live Webby Sports Roundup. And it's a lot to do with all types of sport. And then he does Scott's Corner on a Wednesday. That's just gone out, or it'll be going out at 6 o'clock, or it's gone out already. And Scott's Corner. And then he does the football on a Thursday. And he said he's going to put that out on Friday night just after just after Freaky Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to do a premiere at 7:15. So watch out for that. There's all stuff coming. Angry Vella's on. Jim Harrington's on. Hey, Jim. Thanks. We met Jim. We've known Jim for quite a while. He used to come over to Germany. We met in America. He's a good man, Jim Harrington. I haven't seen you for ages, my friend. Wayne's Lifestyle. Hi, Tim. What happened to the morning lives? Yeah, as I said, car's broke. So I'm waiting for a phone call from the guy. And I'm a bit depressed because the car's broke, so I'm sleeping late. But I think I need it because I've been getting up early and going to bed late, haven't I?
For a change, you might need it.
For a change, you might need
it.
Thank you. Remember, hit the thumbs up. QQ, I don't know what age Stephanie was at the time, but did she have a good grasp of English before you moved to the USA? Good question. Did she have a good grasp of the English before we moved to the UK?
Hello.
What happened was we decided to, when you're bringing up a dual language child, you got three or four options of how you do it. You can either have one parent speak one language and the other parent speak the other language exclusively, which is what we did, right?
Hardly home.
I know. But whenever I talked to her, I talked to her in English, and whenever Chris talked to her, she talked in German. And or you can do it like the living room's the English room, the kitchen's the German room, or something like that. Or you can mix it up where you just have times when you're all speaking English and times when you're all speaking German. Or you just ignore the whole thing and just get on with your lives. That's another way of doing it, I suppose. Because children, to coin a phrase, are like sponges. Who said that? The doctor. Dr. Kurt. Kurt, yeah?
And she's all these movies.
They're like sponges. Soak up the knowledge.
Soak up the knowledge.
So, yeah, so I spoke English to her, but basically it's like, "Ot, don't touch that, shut up, sit down and shut up, stop crying. So those are the phrases. Oh, and there's a train.
But then when I took care of children, feeding on the little neighbor's boy, and we went for a walk, he went this way.
This way.
And he've learned that from Stephanie.
Because I used to go this way. Yeah, so she was 4 and a half, I think, wasn't she?
Yeah.
It was March, April. 1st of April we moved over, didn't we?
Yeah.
And she was 5 in the September.
Yep.
So basically she had a rudimentary knowledge of English, but it was so quick, wasn't it?
Like this 2 months, not even
2 months, and they were all speaking English. All the German kids who were mixing with the Americans, they had to speak English because the Americans just didn't speak German, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 2 months, and they were just playing in English. In fact, when the mothers came round,
the mothers talked German, and the kids played in. English.
But they were all German kids, right? Yeah. They were all German kids. Yeah, so it was dead easy. So if you're thinking of moving over to here and you say, oh, we've got to wait till the kids have finished school, I wouldn't bother. I would say, if you've got young kids, let's say 4, 5, 6, 7, or even 8 years old, yeah, just drop them straight into a Spanish school and in 2 months they've got it. And they'll be helping you out. They'll be taking you to the doctor and translating for you in no time. or going to the tax man for you and saying, yeah, I'm here to translate. Yeah, he's got loads of hidden money under the mattress.
Stop.
Anyway, let's go back to the comments quickly. You don't know what Ebony, yeah, Stephanie was 4 and a half and took her 2 months to be fluent in English. Evening, Tim and Christina. Christina hair looking lovely. Oh, there you go. Says Pauline.
Thank you.
And Ali Bennett's on. Hi, Ali. Thank you so much for all your support, my darling. I just want to say now, we're not going to mention names, but we get emails in German because people know that Chris is German, and some Germans they don't comment on here for whatever reason. And we got a nice email from somebody saying that they really like what we're doing here and moving from Germany to so thank you. You know who you are. We're not going to name you, obviously, but thank you so much for all the people who send emails in German. And carry on doing it. And if you want to meet up but you don't want to be on camera, just let us know, because you can always tempt Christina with an ice cream on a Thursday afternoon, maybe. I don't know, but we'll see. Cool dude, Anguivello, is Springfield Elementary the Bart Simpson school? It is, yeah. It is. But we were Springfield Park Elementary. A cut above. Roger Channing is on. Hi, Tim and Christina and everyone. Are you burnt yet? Roger was on Meetup Monday. If you haven't seen that, go and have a look at that. Roger and Christine came over to Terrassa El Habli, and we had some tapas, didn't we?
Yep.
Tapas. Charlie's on. Chris Godfrey's on. Dave Butler. Webby Sports Roundup just come on and heard my name. Boom. Yeah. Speak of the devil and he shall appear. Dundee Derrickson. Dane Doofus is on. Hi, Dane. Pleased to know my dad and I were back at our work today and got the van fixed. Oh, I get emails from Dane. Sometimes I try and answer them all, but sometimes I forget. So, Dane, I'm really glad and pleased that your van's fixed again and you can get back to work. Cool dudes. Tracy Dawn Silk is on. Charlie, Dortmund made the Champions League final. What sport's that? Darts. They're in Real Madrid tonight. Webby comes on, everybody starts talking sport. The thing is, what you should do is go over to his channel when he's on. He needs the people. Did you find it difficult learning German? It depends. I didn't have to learn German, did I?
No.
It was so easy just to not learn it.
I'm glad you didn't learn it with books, because That would have been devastating.
Yeah, it would have been devastating. The way I learnt it was on the street, just talking to people and making mistakes. I mean, that's the if you'd want to learn a language, you've got to be prepared to be embarrassed and make mistakes. And the first 2 or 3 years I was there, I was at work, which I mean, the official language at work was English. There was only German at the tea break and dinner or lunch. And at that time, they were speaking Bavarian so fast I couldn't understand a word. So I just switch off at lunchtime and break times. And if people wanted to talk to me, they turned to me and got my eye and spoke in English to me, which looking back was a little bit arrogant of me, but it was so easy. And in the evening, we'd try and get some English TV, maybe Super Channel. NBC Super Channel, I think, was the only English TV we could get there. And
Yeah, but when you fell in love with me, you watched the thing.
oh, we did, yeah. I watched a German detective series in German with Christina because I fell in love with her. So I could say things like "Handy hoch," although I learnt that from the American war movies, Schweinhund. So when I decided to learn German, I learned it like a sing-song. So I'd listen to phrases in the environment I was in, and I would just learn the phrase and use it as often as I could. So I was probably a bit daft for other people watching, but it just came about. But I've been speaking it for 20 odd years, so I should be good, you know. Although I do know people who've lived here for 30 years and still don't speak it. Had three pubs.
Yeah, that's another story.
Good evening, Tim. Anne-Marie is on. Well done, Keith. There you go. AUKUS whaling's on. Can I talk about what we talked about, AUKUS? I think you've already said it on here, the way you're going, haven't you? All things Tenerife, Roger Channing, Webby, all good. This end, fellas. Down at the Three Horseshoes, there he goes. It's 22 degrees in London, says JBM Travels. Cool dude. You want to see what the weather's like here? Here we go. Epoch. Shing. Automatic connection. There you go. There's the weather. There's a bit of a wind, a bit of a, what's it called? Cloudy, but it's quite warm. If we have a look at this, it's 29 degrees in the sun. 28 all day, every day. This is what I see. There's Chris. Chris is kefit. We've got a sun brolly. I'm testing this out, Webby. This is what I'm going to bring on Saturday morning to so we can sit in the sun and I'll have a bit of shade so you can get burnt and my camera won't overheat like it did on last Friday. Cool dude. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. There we go. Cool dude. Ladles and jelly spoons. Get rid of this. So. Back to the comments for the last push. I think we're at the bottom anyway. Hello, Tim. Wie geht's es dir, Tim? Mir geht es gut, danke. Haben Sie einen Stadtplan von Bremen? Edinburgh and beyond's on. Oh, there we go. I hope you're both well. I got my drone bill, €65. Cool dude. €65. Well done. Was that direct from DJI? I'll tell you what I got today. I got a disappointing magnetic clip. I wanted the magnetic clip so I could clip my Pocket 3 here. And it's the only magnetic clip I could get was from GoPro. And that fits on the camera. I'll show you in a minute. But what happened was, The cap, the magnet's no good. The magnet's so weak.
You never told me.
What? That it's no good? I told you this morning, didn't I? Didn't you go and go, got this is rubbish, got to sell it. You remember that? I think you did. Cool dude, we get some here. YouTube.com, Edinburgh and beyond. There you go, says Anne-Marie. Evening all, Michael. And you don't need those SI equals. That's personal to you. So nobody else should use that. So just finish it at Edinburgh and beyond, where they've cut everything from the question mark off, and then you should be okay. I know it's more work, but then they don't get your token, your personal token. So I'm not that anybody is going to do anything with it. It's just that it, anyway, don't worry about it. Wie geht es deiner Frau? Meine Frau geht es auch gut. See, it's dead easy, isn't it? German. Invested in DJI Osmo Pro 4 action camera, says Mia Alti. Cool dude. I like action cameras, but I don't need it because I don't do action. And I don't need the waterproofness. And I find the Pocket 3 is a better camera for somebody who's vlogging, because you can have forward and backward, and you can get the microphones connected automatically. For the action cameras, I think you've got to get an extra thing to have sound on it. It's mostly for people who are doing like skiing, windsurfing, stuff like that. So those action cameras are great if you're doing hard action with water and ruggedness, you know. So if you're going downhill on a bike, or you're skydiving or something like that, then the action cameras are perfect. But as a vlogger, I prefer the handheld Pocket 3. It is my preference, but I think that if you use a GoPro, then the field of view is too wide sometimes. But a lot of people do. A lot of people will use it and get away with it. It's syncing up the decent audio in the end. That's the problem, because typically the audio is not very good on those. Hi, you two, says Damon Summers. Hi, Damon. DJ Action 4 keeps overheating. It depends where you are and what you're doing. If you're filming for a long time on a downhill slope or over a desert or something like that, then there is a possibility of overheating. But an action camera is designed really to do short bursts, so you bang 30 seconds and finish. So if you're doing more than that, then you know it's not really designed for that. It's designed for snippets of action to go on social media, you know, quick cuts, music, splash. A lot of people film a lot way too long when they're telling stories. I mean, I don't do a lot of edited vlogs. I do the 24-hour loop, but as you see, those are like 30 second to 1 minute 20, maybe 2 minutes 30 is the most a clip will be, and that's maybe just a traveling clip or walking around a supermarket or something. So you're not going to get overheating like that. But yeah, there are reports. If you look online and you look up Osmo, then you're going to find a few people saying DJI Osmo 4 Pro overheating problem. But mostly those are YouTubers that want you to click on the on their video. So I wouldn't worry about it. Ray Duffy's on back from East Coast. 5 teas at home making fish cakes and Heinz beans and yogurt. Heinz beans and yogurt. Did you hear Cole Splace lost his GoPro? Yeah, he left it in Siam Park. When he was here, he was gutted, and nobody handed it in, apparently. I was going to go and have a look for it, but he said, no, don't worry, Jim, don't worry. Owen, thank you for the advice and places to go to, says Orcus Wayne. Ah, good, I'm glad we're talking about that, because, there's some really good places to go there, so let us know. Photograph them and send me a photograph. I'd be really interested to know about Tanglewood Ordinary. Do you remember Tanglewood Ordinary? Let's go back to here. Tanglewood Ordinary is a restaurant just north west of Richmond, about 20, 22 kilometers, maybe 25 kilometers northwest of Richmond. And they do this family style thing, which I think is really good. See if I can get it up on here. Google Maps. There we go. Search Google Maps. T-A-N-G-L-E Wood. Ordinary Restaurant and River Road. River Road West. Here we go. And this is like a family style restaurant. And what they do is they do sort of a... let's see if we can get some pictures. Nearby reviews about... Where's the pictures? Photos and videos all. Here we go. So it's like a big room, but there's lots of big tables. Okay, I see a few tables of four there. But basically, you can sit on the table, and this is what they give you. They come up and they say, do you want the beef or the pork? And then you say whether you want the beef or the pork. But then they bring you chicken. So basically, it's like a one price deal, and they bring you as much fried chicken, biscuits, mashed potatoes, black-eyed peas. I don't know what this is. I can't remember what this is. But there's the beef's there, the pork's there. So you get a little bit of beef, a little bit of pork, load of chicken, biscuits, gravy, all that type of stuff, whatever this red stuff is here, I don't know. And if you finish your bowl of mashed potatoes, they bring you another bowl of mashed potatoes. And if you finish the chicken, they bring you more chicken. This is the front of it, Tanglewood Ordinary. That takes me back. Here's it with people in it. Oh, there's Chris there. Look at that, that woman on the left with the big bum. Oh, no, it's not.
You can't even see the bum.
No,
you can't. The person that sits in the restaurant.
Uh-huh. Dishwasher needed. There you go. Tanglewood Ordinary. Family dining. Family style dining. The cornbread we did, yeah. That was really good. Oh, that was cornbread. It wasn't biscuits. It was cornbread. Built in 1928, been placed on the National Register of Historic Places. There's the chicken and then the biscuits. Oh, it must be cornbread or biscuits. And you get, oh, that's lemonade was good as well, wasn't it? The homemade lemonade. There you go, cornbread. Oh, the green stuff is green beans. Green beans. What's the price, somebody's asking? I don't know what the price was then. I think it was $10 a head, wasn't it? But it'll probably be more now. Let's have a look at the menu. Save room for an amazing house dessert. Family style dining, best fried chicken. Grandmother's Sunday dinner. So this is just the dessert menu. Food and drink. The vibe. Oh, that's a picture of the menu. Okay. Let's see if we can. Tanglewood Ordinary. Save nearby centrephone share. Dine-in takeaway. They don't deliver. Opens 4:30 on Fridays. Okay, so it's open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. So it's a weekend place. Owned by women. There's no website, apparently. Are you having Mother's Day specials on Sunday? 4 years ago. More questions. Great atmosphere. Fantastic service. Great prices. Overpriced meal with no drink or dessert included in the price. So somebody complained. People are very friendly. Anything but ordinary. The ordinary doesn't mean ordinary. An ordinary is a restaurant. So I can't find the price, but I'm sure it's reasonable. It says $2. $2. €2. Save nearby center farm share. Nope, can't find it. Give them a call. 804-556-3284. Cool, dude. We had 804-217-8551. 804-217-8551 and 8552. Yeah. We had the both in. You're right, Chuck. I'll take you off while you're coughing your guts up. You're going to have a bit of a cough now. It isn't the cough that carries you off, it's the coughing that carry off in.
Right.
Right. Oh, what are we having for tea tonight?
Strummermux.
Orcus Whaling says $21.99. Oh, it's doubled in 30 years. That's not bad at all. $21.99. Evening all. Just had a whole day catching up with the outside work. When the sun's shining, Ian at home. Good evening, Ian. JBM price, Orcus has told you, $21.99. Once time finished, we all head over and watch this week's Webby. Sports Roundup. Is he putting some out tonight, is he? Did you say you was going to show us something later, Tim, or was I dreaming? I did, but I can't remember what it was. Oh yeah, here we go. Zoom Earth. This was the thing I was going to show you. Cool, dude. Show your location. This is the satellite live, and we're going to go for the wind. Map shows the forecasted average speed and the direction of the surface winds. Here we go. So we've got like a northerly slant. Wind coming down the coast, 18 kilometers, which is blowing in our faces, Hooli. And if we can zoom out, you'll see the whole of the thing. There's a big sort of cyclone here. This is high pressure. And funnily enough, there's a cyclone up here as well, this one, which is high pressure. But it's bringing, let's bring it down here. This is high pressure over Britain, which is bringing sort of like southerly winds up. So Britain's getting warm, Scotland's getting warm. And there's a depression here, which is exacerbating the problem. So if we look at the temperatures, you'll see that, of course, it's getting late now, so the temperature's cooled down a bit. But it was really high over here. And this is the air pressure, so we'll see the high pressures over over Britain here, and the low pressure here, and this is the high pressure that's helping us keep warm. So if you're into weather forecasts or what the weather's going to be like anywhere in the world, I do recommend zoom.earth. That's what I was going to show you later, Craig. There you go. Cool, dude. If you just joined us, you're watching. Balcony Banter, there you go. Okay, once it's finished, you can head over and watch this week's Webby's Sports. Price, we did that one. Tim, can you call for Cole's Place and still... Tim, you could call them for Cole's Place and still ask. I could. After a new gimbal, what's your recommendation? A view from us. A view from us, what is a gimbal? What is a... To tell you the truth, I would bite the bullet and get a DJI Pocket 3 like your dad. You will not look back. I would get the combo set, like £600. I'd go into debt for it and get that. Because if you get a gimbal, you still got a problem with your microphone. You know, you're still going to get wind noise and stuff like that. And not everybody likes gimbals. If you are going to get a gimbal, though, I would get a DJI, but I wouldn't get the latest one. I would get the DJI SE. It is a simple gimbal. It does exactly what you need. It's got a magnetic clip-on, clip-off thing that goes on your phone. And that's the one I use. It's the one I use. But if you're doing recorded vlogs, I would definitely just go and get the Pocket 3. It's, the SE is 100, so I mean, it's 6 times the price. But if you're serious about it, and it looks like you are, then I think this is the thing that you would get. And you get one of these with it, with the combo set. And then you buy the second mic, this one, and the receiver for $150. So 750, 800 euros. I know it's a lot of money. In fact, forget what I'm saying. It's a lot of money. But that would be the thing that I would get. I would distribute the money. I would distribute the cost over 2 years, and it'll then, once you get to a reasonable amount of subscribers, it'll pay for itself. It'll pay for itself. I was talking to somebody the other day to say, yeah, you start off with just holding your phone like this, cost you nothing, vlog, 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 vlog. The first thing I would do instead of a gimbal is I would get a microphone. So once you've got your audio, because people will forgive a shaky camera as long as the audio's okay. But they will, so first of all, I get some sort of microphone. If you can afford the DJI set, just buy it outright. The DJI with the loading bay, the receiver and two mics. Just buy that. Then when you come to buy the Pocket 3, you only have to buy the Pocket 3. That's okay. But then you don't get the extra battery. I don't know how important that is to you, because you can always load it with a battery pack. I'm going around the houses now. But first of all, if you want to start vlogging, camera, talking to the camera, look into the camera, you know, look into the lens. I know I don't on this one because I'm big ear, you see. But look into the lens. And if you've got your camera like this and you're looking into the wrong end, yeah, then it looks like that. Here I am. Welcome to Webby Sports Round. I know I'm having a go at you, Webby. Don't worry. Enjoy yourself in the Three Horseshoes. Have a beer on me. Put it on my bill. I don't have a bill in the Three Horseshoes. Anyway, so if you are going to get a gimbal, which is the question, and I always like answering the questions, then I would get a DJI SE. And it's under 100 quid, I think. So that's the one I would get. If you are serious about it, though, I would seriously plan a way to get to the Pocket 3. If you wait 2 years, there might even be a Pocket 4 coming out. But the Pocket 3 does everything. It's got 4K video. It's got smooth built-in gimbal. It is pocketable. It's great in low light. It connects to the DJI microphones effortlessly. And there's two of them, it supplies two. So, you know, or what you want to do is just go and meet your dad's. And then he's got to buy a new one. He's got loads of money, loads of money. He does. I know him, yeah. But the other thing you can do is go to your subscribers. I mean, everybody's got loads of subscribers. I mean, I'm trying to get one for Webby, right? And I'm thinking about going to Webby's subscribers and asking them to put $1 in the PayPal account, you know? So we set up a fund in the PayPal account, which will only buy him an Osmo Pocket 3 combo set, which is 600 euros here. And because we save on the VAT, it's 600 euros here in the... I'm taking Christine off screen here because she's bored, like most of you guys. But I like talking about it. So the Pocket 3 combo set is 600 euros here on the island because we only have 7% VAT on those things. And so If he's got 1,800, he's got nearly 2,000 followers, right? And so if half of them gave him a dollar, you know, but I don't think people will put less than a tenner on PayPal, right? So he needs 60 of his followers, or let's say 80 of his followers, to put in a fiver or a tenner. And that buys him the perfect thing that he needs. He can look straight in the camera. He's got the microphone. He can put it there and have the second, well, I'll get him the second microphone. Put the second microphone like that, and he can do all his stuff. And it's like pocketable. The only thing he's got to do then, he's got to learn how to transfer it to his phone. And there is an app, and it's called Lightcut. This one here with the one on it. Lightcut app. And that automatically transfers all the files to your phone and publishes it automatically to YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. So it's pretty simple. It's all mobile phony. If you want to put anything on it, then you've got to really have... You've really got to have an iPad to do some decent stuff. But you can also use your phone. I mean, just look at Edinburgh and beyond. You know, Michael does all of his stuff on a phone. That's it. I mean, he does a really good job. So, yeah, check that out. I would really talk to your followers, you know, because they want to see better quality. And if it only costs them a fiver, and you can get 60 of them together to give you a tenner, let's say, then bang, it's in. So do that. I mean, I was looking, I've asked you guys for things in the past, and you've come straight up and done it. And I really, really do appreciate that. In fact, everything I've got, apart from the big camera there, is paid for by you. The big camera, Christina paid for, didn't you, kid? She's nodding red. You're taking your glasses off now.
Yeah. So
you see your baby blues. All right, we've got 5 minutes to go. I'm going to go back to the comments. Where did we finish off? So we've only got to watch the last 5 minutes in next week, right, to find out where we left off. So where did we leave off?
We left off.
We bought the house. We'd shown them where it was. We were talking about the school where Stephanie was, but we didn't talk about... I think next week we're going to talk about Stephanie's school years. Yeah?
And
the Child Development Centre. And me playing golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get some pictures for next week as well. We looked up some... We don't have any pictures. We don't have any pictures. They're all in an album in a cellar somewhere. News, Stephanie and the two kids have managed to get a cheap flight at the end of June, and they're coming over for our wedding anniversary, 33 years, and Christina's 60th birthday on July the 8th, 2024. Christina Dowd will be 60 years old, and she wants an Osmo Pocket 3. So
she wants a golden ring.
A golden ring. There, she wants a golden ring. So, because we lost our wedding rings, didn't we, in the aeroplane one day, attached to the car and the house keys, they all got stolen or thrown away or whatever happened to them, and we had to replace the house keys and the car keys. That cost a fortune as well, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so Christina is missing. Hold your hands up. She's missing. We're both missing rings. So she wants a gold ring. But I'm paying for the flight now, so I can't afford it.
Tough. Pay with the credit card.
Oh, pay with the credit card. We definitely will. Okay, so where are we? Pauline's on. Once we're finished, we're going over. Here we go. I'm looking for the long ones now. Evening all, Ian. We did that one. $21.99. We did that one. It's Craig. Man orders soup of the day. Asks what's the waiter goes about. The Bachman goes, the chicken waiter. No mushroom. Why can't you make a noise like a chicken? If it's mushroom, waiter, sorry, I can't. Hi, Tim. How is it with you? It's with me. Sorry, I can't remember your wife's name, but I have a question for you. If you was to take Tim out on a date, where would you take him? If you were to take me out on a date, where would you take me?
Little Germany.
You heard it here first. That means we're not going out tonight because they're shut. Hi, Ian. Nice to see you. Jack Bell. It's been lovely, warm and sunny the weekend. I just cut back the fields. The silage now will be spreading manure. My mum used to smell manure and go, freshly mown hay. It's mown hay fed into cows and chapped out the back. There you go. Alan's homemade vlogs. Cool dude. You haven't missed it? No, you haven't missed anything. I have a Rode Go Wireless 2, says Craig. Now, that's good. The Rode is good. I've got the 2 as well. Well, actually, I gave that to Webby. Webby's got the 2. Don't use it as often as he should, but he's got it. Edinburgh, pocket 300%. Exactly. Rode, Vidrode, video micro around 30 seconds. Yeah, the ones that you clip on your thing, MacMaster uses a clip-on mic, and I don't like them. I don't like them. They won't fit on a gimbal. MacMaster doesn't use a gimbal. He just does a lot of static shots. You probably see that he's stood still, or he's walking past, or he's walking over. He used to jump over him, but he's getting old. And yes, and he uses a fluffy mic on the top of Rode Go. But I'm serious. Once you've had the Pocket 3 in your hand, it's a game changer. It's a game changer. DJI Osmo, I have GPT. Where is yours, Tim? It's in here. I've got the new one. It arrived last week. I Alan Ball. Ever been to Ronda, Tina? Especially the bull ring? Nope. Neil says, hi. It's Craig. Hi, Alan. Hi, Ian. Never been there. Lots of places on my list. Sorry, Neil, you want spam, you've been timed out. Poor old Neil. Ray, by the way, you get those yellow T-shirts, Tim. No, this is a different one. It's Christina's not the $2 yellow T-shirt. This is quite an... It's got a pocket and it's got a label in the back. Two tree ball, Ray. That's where I got them from. I looked the other day and they don't have the $2 ones anymore. All the ones with collars are $15.99 now, and they're not as good as the $2 ones. If you go around the corner, they got some $1.99 T-shirts without a collar, but they're rubbish. They're rubbish. Right, so that's the end of the comments for today. Also, if you don't know, you've been watching... And we're going to finish up now. We've already said what we're starting at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's one question that just popped up at the bottom from Jules Gardinier, which I want to answer, which says, why did you take your rings off on a plane? We actually took them off beforehand, didn't we? Because they got too small, because we got fat little fingers. And I put them on my key ring. So I had the key ring with the car keys, the house keys, and the two wedding rings. And I put them in a pocket of my bag, my carry-on. And I got to the check-in, and they says, we can check your carry-on bag for free if you want. And I thought, well, yeah, I don't really need anything out of the bag, because I didn't want to pay €30 for the bag. And they says, we'll check it for free. So I did okay. So I put it in. I didn't realize that my car keys were in the front pocket. And the front pocket was just closed by a little magnet. And somewhere along the line, either they'd thrown the bag and the pocket came open and the keys fell out, or somebody nicked them. And when we got to Tenerife, they weren't there. We were flying back from Germany. And they weren't there. So we lost the house keys, the car keys. And the car was parked there as well. So I had to call my mate, Jeff, and he drove all the way late at night, didn't he?
Yeah.
To bring me the spare key, because he had a key for the flat, because he lives in the same building. He had a key for the flat, and so he came upstairs, went in the drawer, got the spare car key, came down and drove it to us so that we could drive home. But and then he gave me this spare flat key as well. Otherwise, we would have been screwed. No car key, no flat key.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that when you go away. Give somebody spare car keys and flat keys, especially if you park the car in a car park in the thing. Because you never know when you need it, my friends. You never know when you need it. Right. So catch you later. Bye for now. Everybody's saying, okay, Craig, thank you so much. Right, we're going to finish up now because I think somebody's coming on at 7. Or is it 7:15?
No, 5.
No, I think Webby's coming on at 7:15.
No, it's not 7:15.
No, I know it's not, but we're going to finish now anyway. Right. Yeah, it was upsetting to lose our wedding rings because mine had the date in it, and I've never known when it was ever since. It's the 28th or the 29th of June. 28th of June. The first wedding. When was the second wedding? In church.
12th of June.
You can say anything you like because I don't know. We talked about that, though, didn't we, the second wedding? No, we haven't talked about that, have we? In church? We might do a flashback next week and talk about the second wedding.
Maybe be told that.
No, I don't remember going because it was the oldest Wirtshaus in the world.
Okay.
So, no, I don't think we said that. We're going to do a flashback next week. So if you're watching this on Wednesday, Chris, don't forget we've got to do a flashback.
Okay.
She's on a bike watching yet last 2 weeks ago's Balcony Banter to find out what we said. And because it takes an hour and she's only on the bike for half an hour, we put it at double speed. So I'm going...
But I was.
But you sound normal.
I sound normal.
So if you're watching this on catch-up, it's too late now because you've watched it all, it's no problem to do it 1 3/4 speed, and Chris will... Yeah.
But you won't understand Tim, who talks the most.
I do talk the most, then. Right, I'm going to finish up now. I'm going to finish up. Ladles and jelly spoons. We're going to finish with Small Town Bliss. Listen to the music on the red phone. Ladles and jelly spoons. Thank you so much. Oh, I can't do it because... Oh, yeah, can I? Let's turn this off. There you go. Thank you so much for coming today. I can't hear myself. Don't forget, we do 3 shows a week, and normally we go walking Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but we're not doing that this week. Next week, I hope the car will be fixed, or if it isn't fixed, I'll go for walks anyway. I just won't be going for walks anywhere out of the village because I can't get there and back in time. So if you've booked a walk any time in the future, be prepared to get on a bus here to do the walk, because I can't really get to you in the time allowed that I'm allowed out. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, meet up Monday, Balcony Banter, and Fridays is Freaky Friday. See ya.
Good morning, dear.